case number 10479, James J. Stanley Jr., south of Road 302A, east of Durham Street, within Lot 26, Block D, within Avalon Park Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, sir.
Wayne Pepper, same, 26354 Shortland Road, doors have been bell.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Daniel Myers, here on behalf of James Stanley, who recently purchased Lot 26 in Avalon Park subdivision. The property he purchased was new construction, but he didn't build it himself, didn't hire a builder. The property received a certificate of occupancy in June of 08. Mr. Stanley purchased it from the seller in June of 09. What he's seeking is a 0.4-foot variance from the side yard setback. This subdivision is zoned GR, which requires 10-foot setbacks. If you look at the survey that was submitted as a part of the application, you'll see that the house sitting on the lot is at a little bit of an angle, and that's what created the setback violation in the northeast corner of 0.4 feet. Avalon Park was originally plotted in 1973, and although that was after zoning, there are zoning violations in Avalon Park. I'm not personally aware of any variances, but I've been through there, and you can tell that there are zoning violations. It was originally set up as a single-wide kind of mobile home park with mobile homes on their own lots. There's still approximately a little over a third single-wides in the subdivision. They're starting to get away with that. They're getting moved, and newer houses being constructed. But the modular is being a little bit bigger, kind of harder to fit on the lots. If you look at the survey, you'll also note that in three of the corners of the property, there's more than one survey markers in the corners of the property, making it difficult to actually determine the exact lot lines, and can lead to small variations, such as this 0.4 feet variation. And I have Mr. Pepper here. And Mr. Pepper was the original contractor who placed the home on the foundation. He didn't put in the foundation. But would this be difficult to move this house, even though it's 0.4 feet?
Yes, it's a modular, and it would be expensive. You would have to put in new end walls, blocks on the end walls, and you'd have to unhook everything underneath, and you would have to get a house mover to do it. It'd be quite expensive.
So we would request that the variance be granted. It would be the minimum needed. It's only 0.4 feet on the one. It's not even along the whole side of the house, just on the northeast corner. The applicant, Mr. Stanley, did not create the violation. It would not materially interfere with the subdivision. And again, it's only a corner on the
Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
Yes, sir. No.
Mr. Borton?
Mr. Walton?
Mr. Mills? No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10479. I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood, and it would be a distinct problem to move and relocate the house. And don't have any other reason to think that the neighbors would be opposed to it.
Okay. Do Do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,479. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.